there is no way of trying to resurrect the success story, the partial success story of the 1980s. Not only has Zimbabwe changed, but the world has changed. There may have been space for very late comers. I very much doubt that there is any more, especially for very small ones. So really, if we are looking for progress in Zimbabwe in the future, on the basis of industrialization, it has to find some alternative mode. One possibility, the most likely possibility, is that it will be integrated into the globalized world system on the latter's terms, and so will be condemned to being peripheral forever. Not necessarily poverty stricken, but nevertheless peripheral and far from autonomous.